from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It is Dukes and Bell. We've been talking a lot today about Atlanta United moving on from manager Gonzalo Pineda. Garth Lagerwey also spoke, the president of Atlanta United, and we're joined right now by Jason Longshore to get some more insight into this. Guy Talk is on the way. Also, Falcon Report, you'll hear from Raheem Morris. OTAs continuing up at Flowery, and the latest about what the guys are doing and what they're saying. Jason, thanks so much for stopping by. First and foremost, I want you to hear something that Garth Lagerwey said, and I'd like to get your response to it, because he talked about challenging the character of this team. I want you to hear this and then respond. Here's Garth Lagerwey.
Some discipline and some structure and some determination, and understand that, you know, nothing is going to be given to us. You know, we come to work every day in this kind of Arthur Blank created paradise. And, you know, it's one thing to be grateful for it. It's another to earn it. And I think that's what we have to do going forward, is we have to show that we're willing to be gritty. We're willing to be determined. We're willing to fight and overcome adversity. I mean,
maybe it's like that scene from Major League, Carl. They're being too easy on their codlet. Maybe like they're going to go to an old DC-9 to fly to games from now on with like duct tape on the wings.
They needed more struggle in their life.
From now on, we will drive to Orlando in a bus. Interesting.
Jason, do you think that is a part of what's going on with this team?
I talked about it on the full-time report yesterday. When you're not scoring goals, as this team is built to do, when Gonzalo Pineda was hired, he was hired with the remit of making Atlanta the best attacking team in the league. Of course, winning trophies. So the things that you can control and can't control. You can't control results. You can't control the way that you set your team up to play, the mentality that you go out and play with. This team was built, and from the minute he walked in the door, to be an attacking team. They were second in the league in goals last year up until a few weeks ago. They were the top team in goals scored since the beginning of 2023. That part's been there. They weren't good enough defensively last year. But when you're not scoring goals, which this team has not this season, they haven't scored enough. They haven't scored when they've had chances. All the underlying numbers, as we've talked about all day, have been there. When you're not scoring goals, you have to find another way to get results. You have to be gritty. You have to win games 1-0. You have to find a way off of a set piece. You have to find a way to get stuck into a tackle and force a turnover. You have to find those things when plan A isn't working. And this team hasn't done enough of that. And it goes back to, you know, people are going to point fingers in a million different directions when the team isn't winning games like they're not, and when they're losing games at home. And the manager ultimately has the fingers point at him. But I don't think he's gotten the performances from the players on the field that have befitted the quality of the roster. I don't think it's matched up. And he pays the price for it. Gonzalo Pineda loses his job over it. But players have to produce, because ultimately that's what it comes down to.
It's our man Jason Longshore, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline as Gonzalo Pineda gets the axe. And now it'll be Rob Valentino, who did a nice job, although albeit maybe fans are making too much out of it. He's not really going to have a crack at this, but they're going to find a big time name for the permanent replacement.
That's not what Garth Lagerwey said.
Okay.
He said that there's going to be an opportunity here. And if you go back in Garth Lagerwey's history, and I think something that has to be kept in mind, Garth has been a general manager in other roles. He is not the general manager in Atlanta. He's obviously setting the strategy for everything, but it's a different role. And there are people that are also involved in these decisions outside of Garth. He's not doing the day-to-day in that department to the same way they did it in the past. But when he did in Seattle, when they fired Siggy Schmid, who was a club legend, the only manager the club had ever had, and Brian Schmetzer got the job as the interim, well, Brian Schmetzer's still the manager in Seattle. Hmm. So it worked out pretty well, and he's left that door open. You're going to look at all options, and I think you're going to look at the options that will be presented with Rob Valentino in charge of this team. You're going to look at options inside of MLS. You're going to look at options outside of MLS worldwide. You know, look, this is one of the most valuable clubs in the world, according to Forbes and many other sources, Sportico as well. They're not going to have a shortage of candidates. They're going to have to pick the right one that drives them forward the way that they want to be driven.
As far as Carlos Bocanegra continuing and being in his role, do you foresee that to continue, or do you think that might be altered?
Here's the part that is a little confusing to me in this regard. One of the number one things that has been said over the past few weeks in terms of the results and Gonzalo Pineda's performance is that the roster's very good. So if the results aren't there, then you got to make a change at the coaching position. Okay, ultimately, coaches are judged by results. That's fine. But if the roster is very good, how did that happen? Was it an accident? Did it happen via osmosis? I think Carlos and his team have done a good job in building this roster. Month into the season, we were talking about this team being an MLS title contender.
Right.
So if he's done a good job in building the roster, why is that question coming up? Now, according to reports, he's out of contract at the end of next year, and that's a different conversation. But if the roster is good and we're making a change at manager because the results don't match the quality of the roster, why is the person who built the roster being questioned at this point? That's where there's a disconnect in terms of this conversation around the city, around the country.
Well, that's
Bocanegra has had to make tough decisions in terms of building a roster, and he's had to move on from some players who have been fan favorites. And I think that's been held against him for a number of years, unfortunately. You guys see this when it comes to the Braves, when it comes to the Hawks, when it comes to the Falcons. You can't keep fan favorites because they're fan favorites. You can't keep guys on bad contracts. Mm-hmm. Has every deal worked out? No. Tell me a general manager who's done that, because they should probably be in every Hall of Fame imaginable. But this roster is very good, and it didn't just, you know, appear here. It was brought here and built here. And now, and I feel like the roster is very good. And that's why I keep saying the players have to perform. Because now you have to start looking at players if the performances don't change, because you've changed coach. I think it's a good roster. Players have to prove it.
I'm with you, Jason. We've talked about this, and I've always, you know, used your argument when I talk to guys who say the same thing. Like Julian Gressel was great. Brooks Lennon's better. Joseph broke down physically. Yeah. You had to move on. I mean, there's pieces. Saba has been amazing. But again, where is the Saba we saw in Miami? Where has that been the last few weeks? You know, injuries. And by the way, Jason, real quick, moving forward, because we are so down in the standings, I mean, if Yorgos, will this Yorgos trade to Cruz Azul that's been rumored go down? So that's another big piece. That's another big piece you're going to miss as far as putting the ball in the net, right?
That's a big piece you're going to have to replace if that goes down. And Thiago Almada is another one that we've been talking about for a year. Mm. You know, when you build a good roster, people want your players. And that's what's happening. Yorgos Giakoumakis was not in demand by Cruz Azul until he came to Atlanta and did very well. And this is where it gets difficult, because these aren't the same kinds of transactions that we see in our other teams here in town. you have the player, you have two clubs that are involved in it, and it's not a trade situation. It's a purchase. It's a transfer. So the contract to the player has to be favorable to the player, and the transfer for the club has to be favorable for the club. If one of them is favorable and the other one isn't, then you're either going to have an unhappy club or you're going to have an unhappy player. And that's a tough situation to be in. It's sounding more and more, according to reports, and another one came out from Fabrizio Romano, that the terms have been agreed to, according to Giacomakis and Cruz Azul, which would be a hefty raise. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, and then you're kind of getting down to brass tacks about how much to Atlanta United, how quickly it gets paid out, and when he goes, because the Mexican window doesn't open until June 24th, because they're not in season right now. Their next games are League's Cup. If all that goes down, you're going to have to go out into the market with a good bit of money, which is a nice thing, but you're going to have to go hit on a striker. And that's the hardest thing to do, is to get somebody who can consistently put the ball in the back of the net. And I think the other element, too, is can stay healthy. Because that's been a bit of an issue with Yorgos Giacomakis. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. He hasn't had that issue in his injury history before. Mm-hmm. But it's been very disruptive to this team this year, with a bone bruise, which you can't prepare for, and a hamstring issue.
Jason, before we let you go, as far as paying Gonzalo Pineda, I mean, his contract was up at the end of the season anyway. That's not a concern. But moving forward, what are we talking about for this job? Is there an unlimited amount to pay the next coach to say, hey, we're going to go get whoever the hell we want?
It's interesting, because I think in the guys that you can get, yeah, money's not going to be the object. There is maybe a little bit of unrealistic expectation in who you can get, because, you know, Jurgen Klopp just left Liverpool, right? Right. Jurgen Klopp isn't coming to MLS right now. Right. He's going to have an opportunity to go other places. And I think he just wants a break, first off. So, I mean, you know, he's going to have his cherry pick of jobs that are bigger, and that's okay. There are going to be plenty of managers who will be very interested in this job, and I don't think money becomes an issue for anyone who is a realistic candidate. Mauricio Pochettino's name has come up as well. Mm-hmm. You know, does he want to make that kind of a move at this point in his career? He's more realistic than Klopp, but not very, because he doesn't have any relationship with MLS.
Right.
Could you offer him enough to want to start a relationship with MLS? Yeah, you could. Is he going to be interested? I don't know. That's a less likely one. But out of the people that are likely, I don't think money becomes an issue in terms of your next hire for the manager of Atlanta United. I don't think that's going to be the issue at all. I think you have to decide what direction you want, what kind of person you want, and hopefully you've got to get somebody that can be here for a little while and really build with a style of play, with an identity, and put the team on the field that's going to get results, but also, I think, entertain a large, large fan base that wants an attacking team, wants goals, and wants wins.
Well, real quick, I know we got to catch a break. Falcon Report coming up at 5 o'clock. What about everybody's favorite, like, Mexican Peter Griffin, Miguel Herrera? That'd be all gas, no breaks, Jason. It'd be great for us and great for restaurants in Metro Atlanta.
Well, the last part, yeah, I can't really argue with that one. But the fact is, you just had a manager that was all gas, no brakes.
All right.
You just had the most attack-minded manager that Atlanta United's ever had. Like I said, not just a couple weeks ago, I don't have the updated numbers.
Right.
This team had scored more goals than any team in Major League Soccer from the start of the 2023 season. These are facts. So offense was never the issue until right now, where goals are not being put in the back of the net. Not chances. It's not style. It's not identity. It's not mentality. It's production. And the goals have to end up in the back of the net, or you got to then get to being a super gritty team and winning a lot of 1-0 games off of deflections and grinding out results. And that might be where you are if goals don't start happening.
Jason, great stuff. We appreciate you stopping by. We'll see where the team goes. Guys, stay tuned to 92.9 The Game. We'll have everything first for you when it comes to Atlanta United. Jason, have a great day, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, y'all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.